Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Planning going on in the world of politics. Our Brett Rekamp checks in with our political analyst, Dr. Jim Moore with Pacific University.
Okay, Dr. Jim, let's take a look at the all-important runoff for Senate in Georgia, officially happening tomorrow, even though we've had some early voting. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that early voting has actually been about as high as it was in the general election that we had leading into November. And so Democrats are feeling good about that. But remember, Republicans in Georgia like to cast their ballots on election day. So tomorrow, a whole bunch of Republicans are going to show up. Remember, this in the November election was won by the Democrat, Warnock, by a few thousand votes over Herschel Walker, the Republican. And so the Republicans are hoping a slightly lower turnout. All the Republicans will show up and the Democrats will be a little bit shy, but it's going to be really, really close. Turnout tomorrow is going to be the key thing. Do the Republicans actually show up at the polls, cast their ballots, and let Herschel Walker win?
We have been talking about this for a while now, and history tells us that when it's this close, generally the edge goes to whoever won, even if it was a very slight margin. When it comes to a runoff, is that generally the case?
Yeah, it's absolutely generally the case. Remember, we just saw a counter to that here in Portland, where Joanne Hardesty was ahead in the runoff, and then she lost. She basically just kept the number of votes she had. She did not gain votes to get over 50%. But in Georgia, the pattern is the same. So you would have to go with Raphael Warnock, who's also the incumbent senator. And 2 years ago, when he got into the Senate, he won in exactly this manner. He was ahead in the runoff, and then they went to the runoff between him and the Republican, and he won. He won both of those elections. So we're looking for the same pattern here, unless something goes really, really, really different.
We're coming off a 50-50 Senate where the Vice President, Kamala Harris, who is a Democrat, would be the tiebreaker. This will flip that a little bit. If it does go Warnock's way, what will that do, you know, to the whole setup?
Democrats really want Warnock to win, because they want a bigger majority than 50-50 and get to 51. But if they do that, then Joe Manchin from West Virginia is not the most crucial player in the Senate. Remember, Joe Manchin got in the way of Biden's agenda several times, and they had to negotiate a lot. Democrats are hoping that this basically puts Joe Manchin into a regular place rather than being really powerful. The second thing, though, is Kamala Harris. She will not have to be in Washington, D.C., breaking all those tie votes. All of a sudden, she'll be able to be doing other things. She'll have a higher visibility. Will this play into the 2024 elections? Remember, in the next few weeks, we're supposed to hear whether President Biden is going to go for re-election. If he decides no, she becomes one of the front runners. And as the vice president, she'll be able to travel around and contact people and really raise her profile.
How long until we get some results?
Well, we will have results on election night, but as we saw in November, in Georgia, it was so close, it took about a day and a half to 2 days to get a good sense of what the election was going to be. The difference is this is the only thing on the ballot, so they don't have to count all those other races. They had a really close governor's race as well. They don't have to count those. So I would imagine that by Wednesday, kind of midday to the end of the day, we'll know.
Important stuff. Thank you, Jim. As always, we appreciate you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Political analyst Dr. Jim Moore from Pacific University.